My brothers, this is a person who has committed so much sins that it takes 99 volumes to record these sins. Is what each volume as big as as far as the eye can see, and the good deed that he has done is on one piece of paper. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَتُوضَعُ السِّجِلَّاتُ فِي كِفَّةٍ وَالْبِتَاقَةُ فِي كِفَّةٍ فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتِ وَثَقُلَتِ الْبِتَاقَ. 99 volumes of sin will be put on one part of the balance and the piece of paper on the other. Has he not written, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي, that my mercy has surpassed my wrath? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful and the most kind, will make the one deed, the one piece of paper, more heavier than the 99 volumes of sin, and he will be forgiven. This is how merciful our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Let me give you a final example. Hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, الذي أخرج الإمام المسلم. The hadith is in Muslim. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْنِي الْمُؤْمِنِ فَيَضَعُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَهُ وَيَسْتُرُهُ فَيُقُولُ لَهُ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. That a believer will be brought on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a veil on him and hide him from the rest of creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will quietly say to this believer, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Do you recognize this sin that you committed in dunya? Do you recognize this one that you committed at such and such time and so place? They reply, نَعَمَ يَا رَبِّي. Oh Allah, I recognize this sin. Yes, it was me who committed this sin. I remember it well. He will confess to the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet again will say to him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Do you remember this one also? حَتَّى قَرَّرَهُ بِذَنُوبِهِ وَرَآ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ حَلَقْ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him confess to every sin that he has committed. And this person will be thinking in his mind, وَرَآ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ حَلَقْ. He will be thinking in his mind that he is doomed and he will be thrown in the fire of hell. The merciful and the most kind will turn around and say to him, سَتَرْطُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. These sins that you committed in dunya, I kept them hidden. I didn't let the people know that you committed such and such a sin. Go. Today, أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. I have forgiven these sins. Go. فَيُؤْطَى كِتَابُ حَسَنَاتِهِ. And he will be given his good deeds in his right hand. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, truly is. He is looking for an excuse. He is looking for that one deed of a believer so that he can admit the believer in Jannah. If we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see numerous hadith in which there is mentioned, do this deed and you will get Jannah. Do that deed and you will get Jannah. Look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla al-bardayn dakhala al-jannah. Whoever reads the morning and asr prayer, he will go to Jannah. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever's last words are the kalima la ilaha illallah, he will go to Jannah. Afshu salam wa atimu at-ta'am wa silu al-arham wa sallu bil-layli wan nasu niyam tadkhulu al-jannata bisalam. Spread salam and do these deeds and you will go to Jannah. مَنْ يَزْمَنْ مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخِزَيْهِ أَزْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Do these deeds and you will also go to Jannah. When I see these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for an excuse. He is looking for that one deed to admit yourselves and I and all the believers inshallah into Jannah. However, this does not mean, this does not imply that we can live a life of sin. This does not mean that we have a green light and we can go